services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased to be joined by Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Coach, welcome back to town. An extended trip for you guys. I'm guessing it's nice to be back in Central Texas.
It is nice to be back, J-Mo. Thanks for having me on. But, yeah, it's great to be home. We had a great trip, but it's always nice to be home, be back with family, and sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, exactly. Let's recap. We talked to you last week on the road in Colorado. How did you feel like that that week of training at altitude at the Air Force Academy? How do you feel like that paid off for you?
I think it helped us in a number of different areas. I think we checked all the boxes that we had hoped to check, prior. One was obviously acclimating to altitude, going into play Wyoming at over, I think, 7,000 feet, and then over to Colorado and Boulder over 5,000 feet. So being at Air Force and training for probably 4 days prior to that was very helpful to where our girls. The first couple of days we were there, their lungs were heavy, and it was tough. But by the time it came to the game time, we were really used to it. So that wasn't an issue with us. So I'm glad we did it for that reason. And the other reason we did it was we had an opportunity to spend some time together and do some team bonding, and just really early in the season have an opportunity to grow closer as a team. And we were able to check that box also. So really, really, really happy with how the trip played out for us.
That's really good. Well, that time together, that's just invaluable, isn't it? And it looks like y'all got to do, some things away from training, away from soccer. Krista Pertle was nice enough to send us a picture of you ziplining. That sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun. First time I'd done that. First time, more importantly, that a lot of the girls had done it. And it was really, really a fun time. And just it's fun sometimes as a group where everybody sees each other as soccer players and what their strengths and weaknesses are as players, to get them out of their comfort zone and learn more about each other in areas where maybe you've got some folks who are scared of heights and breaking through that fear and things like that. That I think getting to know each other on a little more personal level in that way, away from your sport, really builds a lot of team chemistry. So we had some fun with that, and some hikes we did at Garden of the Gods, and an incline we did the first day we were there together. Just took us out of our comfort zone a bit, which I think bonded us a little bit more as a team.
Wow, and that's beautiful part of the country, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I haven't spent a lot of time up there. In fact, I think the last time I was really up there for soccer for the team was 2010 when Colorado was in the conference.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, I think, late October, and it was big puffy coats and mittens and hats, and we weren't getting outside at all. So it was really nice to be out there when it was 60, 70 degrees and just really enjoy the outdoors.
How'd you feel about your team's performance in those two matches over the weekend, the win over Wyoming, then a 1-0 loss to Colorado to wrap things up?
Well, it's hard. We always say this all the time. It's hard to win on the road, and coming off a four game trip and being 2-1-1, I'm happy with that. I would say the Wyoming result was a great result. 2-0 there on the road with some difficult circumstances. It got kind of rained out. They don't have lights, so we went indoors. So we played on turf. Just the circumstances were could have been difficult, but our girls faced the adversity and really just fought through it, and we were the better team. And then come to Colorado on Sunday, some heavy legs, but I thought there were some really, really positive things we took from that match. It really could have gone either way. I don't know if people have seen it, but it's on NCAA soccer. Matty Algie had a fantastic shot that was going to the upper 90 of the goal, and the goalkeeper made a fantastic save, picked it out of the corner. So we had some other opportunities too. I thought played really well and could have come away with a tie, probably would be a fair result, but they were able to capitalize on their opportunity and we weren't. So that's the difference of the game. But I felt really, really good about a team going into it that was 5-0 at home and challenged them really, really well. And we made some great progress through that weekend as a team.
And finally, back home versus Arkansas tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. 7 o'clock tomorrow night back at Betty Lou.
Absolutely, I mean, it's great to be home. The field looks great. We've been gone for 2 weeks, so the new field has had some time to really settle in as well. It looks great, and I know for our Baylor fans, it's difficult because our volleyball team's had a fantastic season too, and they've got a 7 o'clock match. So hopefully, people can divide their time a bit. But we obviously had an opportunity to go see them. We were at Nebraska, and they were playing Creighton at Nebraska,
Oh, yeah.
Which I forgot to mention last time we talked, but had an opportunity to get their last watched their last set against Creighton and watched that victory. It was a lot of fun supporting our Bears on the road. So I know Thursday night at 7 will be a tough time, but hopefully people can divide and conquer a little bit to support both of our teams at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
Yeah, unfortunate there at the same time. I wish we could have staggered the start time so people could get a little bit of both of those, but they're both going on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Paul Jobson is with us, Baylor soccer coach. Reagan Padgett, one of your players, was with us at our department staff meeting yesterday. If folks haven't seen it, her Champions Tribune on the website at BaylorBears.com is just terrific. She is just such a great representative of your program, and it was great to have her with us at our department meeting yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, she's such a great kid, and like you said, a great representative of just the Baylor soccer program and Baylor University as a whole. And I really would, JMO, just encourage people to go read that. It's such a refreshing look at college athletics and college athletes and those that support our programs here at Baylor. That's why you do it, for kids like that. Really get to read. She's very, very open about some things that she struggled with and things she's been through during her time here at Baylor, and I think it's really just refreshing for people to see the human side of these terrific athletes. So I would as well. She's a great kid, and just one example of just so many fantastic kids that are here now and that have come through our program.
And she was soccer, track in high school, and tried to do both here, but that's tough to do. She's all soccer now, right? No more track?
She is. Her first spring here, she was on the track team.
Okay.
She was a four-time gold medalist in high school, and I think the 200-meter. And I know she was recruited by coach over there, and I gave it a go, and we just realized she could be good at both or great at one. And I think soccer was her first love, thank goodness for us, and wanted to just really focus on that. And I think while it was a tough decision at the time, for sure, I think she really realized it was the right thing for her soccer career, and has done fantastic, is now a captain, a leader, and has just done some really fantastic things with this program.
Yeah, very impressive. Well, there was a guy that came through here, maybe you've heard of him, Robert Griffin III, that had to make that same decision.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to try to do both.
Well, I think people don't realize, how difficult it is to be an elite athlete. And then to be able to do it in multiple sports is just even crazier, because you're looking at different demands of the body and, training those different things is just crazy. And you look at the guys, Bo Jackson and some of these guys, Deion Sanders, and some of these guys that have done this over the, in history, and you just are even more amazed at how they're able to accomplish that at the highest level. And RG3, I mean, gosh, the guy was, how many tenths of a second away from being in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah,
a runner.
Exactly.
I mean, it's some amazing, amazing athletes that have come through our program.
All right, final thought. First kick had to be postponed last night or canceled. There was, I guess, a little bit of lightning too close, and you had to just postpone that, but you'll pick up next week?
Yeah, we'll pick up next week. Unfortunately, we were actually in training ourselves, and there was a huge, just out of nowhere, a lightning storm came through. And
really?
We had lightning within 8 miles of our soccer field until probably about 10 after 7 o'clock. So Little Bears was supposed to start at 6:15, and we wouldn't have been on the field till probably 7:30. So obviously that's after it would have ended, and nobody wants two through 9 year olds standing outside in lightning. So we went safety first, canceled it, and we'll move everything back a week. But excited to get started with that. The demand for that has been crazy, and we've had to shut it down. We are packed to the
ground.
Wow,
really?
We'll do it again in the spring, and we'll open it back up again in the spring. But we've got probably over 140 little kids will be running around here on Tuesday.
That's great. That's great. Well, I know it's some like Ella Kate Florence and Truett Beard and Sadie Bell were really disappointed they couldn't be out there last night.
Well, so were my kids, because they were
really
here, because we were getting ready, and then they were, why aren't we doing that?
Yeah.
So we have to wait a week.
All right. Patience, and pick it up next week. That's great. Well, Paul, thanks. Appreciate your visit, and good luck tomorrow night against Arkansas.
Thanks, JMO. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon.